And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you are listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is improving yourself. My first guest was a personal branding guru. He told us how to improve our career or our job search by better personal branding. My next guest will be helping us to improve our well-being by getting us ready for the holidays. With Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner, it's family and holiday travel. My guests will tell us where to go and how to get there. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Donnie Cacciamese is the owner of DMC Transmissions here in Ventura. He comes from a family of auto repair technicians. He's a local boy made good. He apprenticed with his father to learn about repairing cars. He's a regular on KKZZ. You can hear him on Horsepower for half an hour every Tuesday at 5 o'clock during the Business of Life show. Stephen Joyce is the local owner of World Ventures, an online travel agency. His motto is great. See me and go away. I like that. It's very good for a travel agent. He is a world traveler and bon vivant. He's lived in such exciting places as the UK, Australia, South Africa, France, Belgium, Spain, and Germany. He speaks English, French, German, and Spanish. We'll be doing the interview in English today, by the way. He has a degree, he has a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry, and he has an MBA from the University of Cape Town. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Great to be here. Thank
you.
Well,
thank you for having us.
Well, it's wonderful to have you both here in the studio with us. It is holiday travel season, and everybody starts thinking about families, start thinking about getting away. And getting away is important to our well-being. So, Stephen, I'm going to start with you. Where are some of the most popular holiday travel destinations?
Well, Mexico and the Caribbean are still very, very popular, especially the all-inclusives and cruises. Europe is becoming more popular, and also the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, the Southern Hemisphere, because now it's going into summer.
It's going into spring and summer.
Great. So Mexico, I'm a little surprised by that. With all of the kidnappings, drug wars, everything else, Mexico still remains a destination?
Well, it depends on where you go. Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, Ensenada, that's still pretty safe. They're as safe as you would be on the streets in the United States.
Depending
probably
on
safer,
what streets.
Safer in some cases.
In some cases, yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. All right. So those are wonderful, and many of them are exotic locations. How about some destinations a little closer to home, say within 300 miles driving distance?
Well, you've got L.A., Hollywood, Reagan Museum, Wine Country, San Diego, Death Valley, of course, not forgetting Las Vegas.
Ah, Las Vegas. That's right. Is Las Vegas a popular Thanksgiving destination? I mean, do you have turkey dinner with the neon lights?
Oh, yeah. Las Vegas is popular all the year round. They're always coming up. Now it's become more of a family-orientated destination rather than a gambling
They did that whole ad campaign, didn't they, about bring your family to Las Vegas. They put in roller coasters in many of the major hotels and that kind of stuff. So they really are trying to appeal to
them. They are now catering more to the family and the big shows.
All right. Yeah. Now, in the case of holiday travel, whether you're going to Mexico, the Caribbean, or driving to Las Vegas, at some point or another, you're going to get in the car. Whether you're going to drive to that destination or whether you're going to drive to the airport to get you to that destination. And this is the time of the year, particularly since we're heading into the winter, Donnie, where it's important to be thinking about your car. So, you know, what steps, and anybody who's going to be driving over the holidays, what steps, precautions should people be thinking of now in order to prepare their car for their holiday travel?
And those are great questions, Bill. We spoke about this a little bit during the break and also last week on Coach's show as we were preparing to come into the Thanksgiving holiday. The thing that they forget most frequently are the wiper blades. And it may sound silly. It may sound elementary, but the truth of the matter is we never remember them until it starts to rain. And at that point in time, it's too late. But if I could say one thing before I go too far, it is the holiday season. And please, as I said last Tuesday, you know, we've heard a million times, don't drink and drive. But the truth of the matter is, as we indicated last Tuesday, a man and his infant child drove through a home here in Oxnard where the man killed his infant son. He'd had too much to drink. I am absolutely confident that this man knew not to drink and drive. So just let me say it again. Please humor me. Please, all you listeners, whatever you do, please, please do not drink and drive and put yourself at peril as well as others around you. So that would be the number one thing. And then onward to the car. tire pressure, as we talked about last Tuesday evening. You know, 2 pounds of pressure equals 1 mile to the gallon. And so a tire that should have 35 pounds of pressure in it has 33 pounds of pressure. All of a sudden, now you're going to reduce your fuel economy by 1 mile to the gallon. You start going, as Steven said earlier, out to Las Vegas, which is some 4 or 5 hours from here. That will equate to quite a bit of a hit on the pocketbook.
And that's anywhere between $25 and $50 worth of gasoline that you'll be spending extra because your tires are underinflated.
You could be using that to have a good time in Las Vegas.
Exactly. All right. So we've got wipers, which are very important. What are some of the telltale signs you want to look at for your wipers as you do a quick inspection of them?
Well, what we do is I instruct all of my employees to, anytime a car is there for service, just pull the wiper blade up and run your fingertip across it. Does it feel soft and pliable? If it does, that's fine. If it doesn't, if it feels rough and kind of brittle, then obviously it's time for a change, and then we'll make the necessary recommendations at that time.
All right. So wipers, tire pressures. What other things should we be looking at?
You want to have a look at your HVAC system.
HVAC? Yeah. Oh, now you're going all car tech
on
me. What
heating,
is HVAC?
Heating and ventilation and air conditioning systems. So oftentimes we get in the car, we're excited about getting where we want to go. All we have on our mind is the destination. The journey is not a part of it. I will say this, when Stephen talked about going down to Mexico and down south, of course, now the destination, as you indicated, can be, well, it's oftentimes, at least for my wife and I, is not as exciting as the journey. If we're on the Princess Ship, or if we're on Brilliance of the Seas or something like that, then, of course, the journey is more exciting than the destination. Mm. But when we're in the car, the journey is every bit as important as the destination because we want to get there safely. So, and we want to get there reasonably comfortably. And so what I would recommend this is DMC Transmissions, an automotive supercenter located at 2325 Thompson Boulevard. Come on down. There's absolutely no – if you mention this radio program, there's no cost for us to go through the 7 vital systems. And we'll talk to you more about that when you get there. But the car has 7 vital systems that are associated with it. We'll take a look at each system. And if everything's fine, no cost whatsoever. If you do have a problem, we'll make a recommendation. But please understand, no obligation of any way, in any kind, shape, form, or fashion that you have to fix it. Just give us an opportunity to at least make you safe.
Oh, that is great. We're talking to Donnie Cacciamese and Stephen Joyce. Donnie's with DMC Transmission. He just made the offer to do a free 7 system inspection of your car. I think that that's great. Donnie, what else do we need to be thinking about as we're doing our holiday travel?
You want to make certain as you prepare to make your journey relax. You know, it's all about enjoying, take your time, be at peace. The main thing is to relax yourself. When your heartbeat is up, all of a sudden your decision processes becomes impaired, and so relax. Next thing is allow a little extra travel time. You never know who is going to be in a hurry. Maybe they'll find themselves in a position where they didn't have their car serviced with a blowout, they've had car trouble, they're blocking a lane, something of that nature. So allow a little extra time. You'll do yourself a world of good as well as those around you. And then I think thirdly was, plan for some frequent rest stops. You know, make it fun. You know, don't. It's not all about, as someone once coined, a Chinese fire drill, which I'm not sure what that looks like, but I'm pretty sure that that's not what we want to be involved in when we're headed to our destination to visit our family and friends for the holidays.
Well said. We've got a caller, everybody. Let's see. Mary's on the line. Hi, Mary. How are you?
How you doing?
Well, fine. Thank you for listening to Brainstorm with Billy Brain. What's your question?
Hey, I've been wanting to ask Donnie a question, and I never get time to do it on Coach's show. I'm glad he's on yours today.
Sure.
Hey,
hi, Donnie. Mary. Good morning.
Hi. I've been to your shop before, and my daughter has been to your shop, and what a great, great people you have there.
Thank you,
Yeah,
Mary.
Just one question. Sure. One of my daughters has asked me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you say that you should keep your gas tank above half.
Correct.
At all times.
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right. When you fill up your car, and then you're getting to the halfway mark. Do you need to go back and get the same gas, or is gas the same everywhere?
Yeah, try to maintain the same octane.
Mm-hmm.
But even that is not as critical as keeping the thing above half a tank. And we talked about that because gasoline actually has the lubricant in it to lubricate the fuel pump.
Right.
And so as far as brands of gas, no, Mary, and that's a great question. Thank you for that.
Some people have said, you know, all gas is the same, and other people say, no, there's variance.
And there are variations with respect to fuel, with moisture content and those types of things. Try to, obviously, as best you can, always get the same fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot, at least buy the same octane.
Okay.
So if you're using 87, then continue to use 87. But most importantly, and thank you for listening, and thank you for making this point.
Yeah.
All the other listeners, anything below a half a tank, just consider it to be empty. You'll do yourself and your car a world of good.
Very good. Well, Mary, thank you for the answer.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Great question, Mary. Thanks for being a caller.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, we are talking to Donnie Cacciamese of DMC Transmission. We're also talking to Stephen Joyce of World Ventures. He's a local travel agent. Stephen, I'm going to come back to you. And I want to ask you about holiday travel, especially if you're going to go by airplane or by cruise ship or and that sort of thing. What are some of the advantages and what are some of the disadvantages of holiday travel?
Well, the only advantage I can think of is you might be getting a late good deal. To me, there are a lot of disadvantages of holiday travel. First of all, you're going to pay a lot more than you would during the normal time. Airport security, the crowds at the airport, full flights, overbooking. Especially if you're going anywhere east of here, you're getting into the winter type season, you're going to get traffic delays, air traffic delays. There are lots of disadvantages, but some people, you know, you have to go.
Right.
I would recommend, you know, whatever you do, don't travel on the Saturday, whether you're coming back or going.
Oh, that's interesting.
Always travel. If you can, it's always best, especially by air. It is always cheaper between Tuesdays and Thursdays than Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays are cheaper than Monday or Friday.
All right, so just to recap then, if you're going someplace for Thanksgiving, you're going to go visit the family, they live back in New York, you're suggesting Thanksgiving, of course, is Thursday. So you're suggesting maybe go on the Wednesday. Of course, that's going to be a very
crowded
day.
Wednesday would be, yeah.
But maybe the Tuesday before. Extend
your
vacation.
Tuesday before.
Go the Tuesday before and then come back the following Monday.
Come back for the following Monday, Sunday or Monday.
And
that's fabulous
adds a little bit of extra time on both ends for the family, which is a real positive thing. And does it help to reduce your overall costs if you extend
airfares will be, especially if you include an overnight stay, a Saturday overnight stay, airfares will be cheaper.
Will be cheaper. Hmm. So you save money in addition to that.
Yeah.
That's
a
wonderful
thing. And Mondays and Fridays are always the business days. People are either going on business or coming back on the Friday, so they're always going to be more expensive in most cases on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right. Stephen, I'm going to ask you a question because I've done this myself, and I bet listeners listening to the sound of our voice have done this. I've booked travel on the Internet myself. And sometimes it's a pleasant experience. Other times it's an exasperating experience. Tell us about your service when you are booking travel for a guy like me. What advantages do I have booking through you rather than going to Expedia or something like that?
Well, the recent survey showed that 70% of the time we were cheaper than all of the rest. That's the first thing.
So you're going to get 70%.
Yeah, 70% of the time. And we are, because we are connected directly to the airline websites, for example, for airline travel and for the big hotel booking sites, we get something in real time. And I'm sure you've had the experience, because many of my customers have, where you go to one of the other sites, you see a flight, and you think, well, that'll be good, so I'll come back in 5 minutes, and it's gone. Or you try and book it, and the message comes back and says, sorry, we don't have that available anymore, but we do have something at a higher price.
Boy,
I've had that before myself.
It's never come back, we've got something at a cheaper price.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Ours is real time, so that what you see on your screen is what you're going to get.
All right, so it's more reliable and definitely 70% cheaper.
Sorry, 70% of the time.
Oh, 70% of the time.
Yeah, 70% of the time we're cheaper.
I don't want to give the wrong impression.
70% of the time we were cheaper than everybody else.
All right, well, that's very good. Now, online, travel, especially international travel, to me is very alluring for my wife and I. So if you were recommending to us a getaway for just the two of us over the Thanksgiving holiday, where would you recommend that we go? And we like little upper-end travel.
Yeah, well, bearing in mind that nowhere else in the world celebrates Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, you know, in most of the other places, it will not be a holiday. Depends. I mean, Europe is good fun. The climate in most places, especially Northern Europe, is not going to be so good now. Southern Europe is still quite good climate. The Southern Hemisphere, I personally like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. And I think one of the up-and-coming places for especially Americans, because it's very easy to get to, is Belize.
Belize. Now, that's interesting. Formerly the British Honduras.
Yeah.
And tell us about Belize. So this is breaking news here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Well, I just come back from Belize last month. We spent a wonderful time there. It is a bit like Mexico, but very, very small, bearing in mind the total population of the country is only just over 300,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is, they have, the Ministry of Tourism have a sort of local law that they will not allow any big box hotels. So there's no resort that has more than about 50 rooms.
Oh, how interesting.
So you get very personal treatment. And for anybody who's thinking of investing in Belize, it is one of the only South American countries where you actually own the land.
Oh, that's
so. If
you
want
to
buy a property there, and they're not cheap by South American standards, but Central American standards, but you do own the land.
All
because
right.
this dates back from the British colony.
I see. We're talking to Stephen Joyce, everybody. He is the local owner of World Ventures Travel. And Stephen, you were talking about Thanksgiving holiday, which is a uniquely American holiday, but we're having you here today because it's coincidentally a very famous British holiday. What British holiday are you celebrating today?
It's not actually a holiday, but it's a festivity, which is November the 5th. I think it was 1654. Some chap called Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament, and he failed. And being British, we like to celebrate failure. And we celebrate it by having a big bonfire. We put an effigy of it on the top and let off fireworks and generally have a good time.
Oh, that's great. Donnie Cacciamese, you're here in studio with us today. We talked about back east, it's wintertime. And people back east really have to think in terms of the seasons. It's time to winterize my car. We don't think of it as much here in California, but in fact, it is important. What do we do here in California to winterize our cars for the upcoming season?
Well, before I go there, can I ask a question, Stephen?
By all means.
My wife and I prefer cruising on ships. Mm-hmm. Are the cruise lines offering a lot of incentives right now?
There are a lot of incentives. I mean, one of the cruise lines, and I think it's MCS, which is a European cruise line, they are offering a 14-day Caribbean cruise for the price of 7 days. So it works out about $40 a day.
$40 a day. Yeah. You can't even buy food $40
a
day.
Exactly. There's no question about that. Yeah. MCS Cruise Lines.
MCS Cruise Lines.
See, I've not my wife and I have been on 7 or 8 of them, but never that one.
A lot of, they're Italian. A lot of the cruise lines are offering incentives because they built a lot of ships and they're trying to fill the cabins. And they're offering a lot of incentives for good travel.
Well, it's clear to me that I need to come and see Stephen Joyce after this show is over with.
Absolutely. If you can find bargains like that, no wonder 70% of the time you're going to save us money over Expedia and some of the other online
services.
That
is fancy. You're not going to find that information online, are you?
No, you're absolutely
that
not. That's cool. Fantastic
stuff.
All right, Donnie, in the minute that we've got left, winterizing cars, what should we be looking at?
With only a minute left, I'll just say this. Once again, with an onus on tire pressure, but mainly, let me just suffice it to say this. 2325 East Thompson Boulevard. Come on by. We'll do all the winterizing for you. No obligation to you. No charge to you. Just give us an opportunity at least to meet you, greet you, say hello, make you a part of our extended family, have a look at your cars, make it safe for you. At least put that part of your travel at ease, at peace. You don't have to worry about your vehicle not making it, and you can be on the business of thinking about what cruise ship to book with Stephen or what airlines to book with him and that sort of thing. You don't have to worry about your car.
That's great. Stephen, if people are hearing the sound of your voice, they like some of these bargains that you're bringing up, the MCS Cruise Lines, for example, how would they get in touch with you?
The best thing is the website, which is Stephen Joyce. It's with Stephen with a PH and JOYCE. Rovia.com. That's StephenJoyce.rovia.com.
All right. And Donnie, we've already said that you're located at 2325 East Thompson Boulevard here in Ventura. Okay. Telephone number, if somebody's wanting to call you, is?
652-2221.
All right. We've been talking to Donnie Cacciamese of DMC Travel, DMC Transmissions, and Stephen Joyce of World Ventures Travel. And we've been talking about holiday travel. We'll be back with our next guest after this short break.